Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Whew, wow, okay. So that was Moebius. Okay, I know it's got a bunch of negative reviews and stuff, but not the shocker I was expecting, nor is it so bad that I think it'll stake you through your heart. I mean, despite some early misgivings on Twitter, Moebius for me actually came through into the light reasonably intact. Sure, there are lots of bumps and squeaks and logic tweaks on the way, but in consideration with some other Marvel origin stories, and I'm looking at you... Ah, fuck it. Let's go this way. So despite some early misgivings on Twitter, Moebius actually came through into light reasonably intact. I know that's going to shock a lot of people, but... For sure, there are lots of bumps and squeaks and logic tweaks along the way, but in consideration with some other Marvel origin stories, and I'm looking at you, Fantastic Four, and Halle Berry's Catwoman, I don't think you'll either be bored or annoyed. Sure, it's lacking the nuanced anti-hero pedigree that the comic book character has, but I guess that's to come in the sequel, should there be any. And yes, the post-credit teasers would seem to point that way, but, and there's a really big but here. But we'll come onto that in a sec. So, what's the setup? Well, Jared Leto is Michael Morbius, who's an esteemed genetic scientist who's trying to find a cure for a rare blood disease that ails both himself and Matt Smith's Milo, who is his childhood friend. And so far, he's been successful in creating a blood substitute, but the real prize of an absolute cure seems to still elude him. And this is where the anticoagulant-rich blood of a rare Costa Rican bat might come in to save them. So, like the Spider-Man movies before them, somebody's going to get bit. You know something's going to go wrong. And that's the real kicking off point here for a shed load of narrative references. Like Spider-Man, when Morbius gets bit, he gains superhuman strength and speed. However, the downside is that he also has a thirst for human blood, which releases the beast inside. All of which has us knocking on the Hulk storyline. Yet where things really start to kick off is when he withholds his discovery from Matt Smith, who, as a high point in the film, has to be said is pretty excellent as a bad guy. Feeling betrayed by Michael, he takes the bat serum and ultimately becomes Mr. Hyde to Leto's Dr. Jekyll, who's all racked with guilt. All of which is bubbling up nicely with some brotherly betrayal, and Matt Smith really does deliver as the wronged brother hell-bent on mayhem. Sure, it's another Brit actor as the bad guy again, but in a good versus evil story, you need a decent villain. And it has to be said that Matt Smith comes dangerously close to shading the whole enterprise by being the best thing in the movie. Jared Harris gets to be the boy's long-standing medic, and Adria Jana, as Michael's fellow scientist, have mostly scenery-holding duties to do. But the worst fate, I think, belongs to Al Madrigal and Tyrese Gibson. Possibly some of the most vaguest policemen ever to find their way onto a cinema screen. Their ability to cover vast distances or logic whenever the script requires is the thing that does the most damage. Blandly or blindly buying into the whole vampires are real shtick, they really sadly robbed the film of any shock or awe that might have been available. And that's a shame, because there's actually some good stuff going on in Morbius' world. Jared Leto is channeling plenty of angst to sell the story as a conflicted scientist, and even gets to paraquote Bruce Bixby's Hulk in a rare comic moment. The effects are more than decent, and the sound design and music score in particular, and that's a shame because there's some good stuff going on in Morbius' world. The special effects are more than decent, and the sound design and music score in particular really do make up for Venom 1 and its subpar soundscape. But then we come to the tying up of ends. You see, in order to survive in the savannah of superhero origin story movies, any superhero flick has to be not just good, but exceptional. And sadly, much of Morbius' good work sadly fizzles out in the last 15 minutes. It's not a fatal ending, but it doesn't get any love in the tail end of the script's affections. You see, it's the crowbarred post-credit scenes that really do the damage. Upon their arrival, Jared Leto's character makes some kind of sense. And then, two gasps of sequel-baiting obligations, all of that gets sacrificed. So, saying all that, here's your mission should you choose to accept it. Find a cinema with a decent sound system. Watch Moebius. Be pleasantly surprised, and then don't wait for the end credit teasers. Just don't wait. Just get up, walk away, because to linger any longer would undo the previous 2 hours of Jared Leto's hard work in trying to create a credible character. Damn. Now you're probably curious, aren't you? Well, it's a new situation to be in. Quite often, the end scene saved matters with the promise of more intrigue to follow. Well, not this time. Then again, I might be wrong. Like I said, there's the usual choppy comic book logic throughout Moebius, and you have to make a decision as to whether you're going to go with it or not. But I think there's a much better film here than either the Twitterverse or the movie's trailers or had you believe. So check it out, and then let's compare notes online.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe, and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no spoiler reaction. All the best. Bye.